zoning district to C2 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. That's the motion on the floor for approval. All those for the motion as read, raise your hand and say aye. Opposed?
So it was 0-8 and the recommendation to approve was not approved. And that's
correct.
Why the resolution will read.
So you didn't vote yes?
No. You don't have to vote for a motion if you're not getting
no.
So Jeremiah, you've still got, you know, the 17th, 9 a.m. to go to the county commission and, you know, plead your case at that time as well.
I think it's a Mickey Mouse way, but okay. Right. You get it on the floor.
I'm sure.
Mr. Chairman, who was the second? I usually write those down.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, if you're here for that, you guys can head out if you'd like. That's, and do you hear the date? It's next Monday, 9 a.m.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That was one of the most
difficult things you guys made. I think it's a great idea.
Exactly.
I mean, I think it would go well out in the country, but just somewhere where there's a little more commercial kind of stuff, maybe a little
tension about making those
changes. Yeah, just because I trust Jeremiah. I know I trust him completely.
It's
turned into a tire shop.
Yeah. Could be adult entertainment.
Yeah, I saw that.
I hate to turn him down.
All right, we're to the final one. Anybody want to move forward? Everybody's at the back. You guys want to move forward? Are you comfortable where you're at? Comfortable where you're at? All right. Okay, we're to our final rezone application. It's for 769 State Highway 1, State Highway 86. I just want to state for the record, I work for Blue Green. That's part of this application, so I'm going to recuse myself from the vote and making any comments. So if you guys can help me on the motion side of things, getting us to that point would be appreciated. So it's a rezone. And Scott?
Case number 2313. Blue Green and Big Cedar Vacations LLC are seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezoning request of 23 parcels, which we have included in this packet as Exhibit A, which I gave the chairman, located at 769 State Highway 86 Ridgedale. The existing properties are zoned NR1, which is Single Family Nightly Rental District. The rezone request is for R3, Multifamily Residential District. So, turning our attention to the board. It includes all these parcels and the big parcel. I had a hard time trying to get this in front of you to show. And I'll go to Beacon to try to show, but it's all of this parcel. Well, these are the ones that are owned by different owners. And I may not be able to show it very good without going to Beacon. So here's a plat that shows what they own, but this is the C part coming out.
So I don't know if it shows up very good, but I know we need to get a TV for there. But I've got the big main parcel highlighted. The roads are actually parcels. They're part of this application. If you see right here where the cursor is, there's condominium units already platted, and along with the surrounding properties, also here, here. All of these roads, this highlighted one, this highlighted one, there's a highlighted one right in here that are all included in that 23 parcel list. And that first slide I showed you was a highlight of all of them that aren't. All these are separate owners. These are separate owners. That would all stay in R1. Hopefully somehow that makes sense. And the plat is in to the mapping. The mapping program is down right now, so she hasn't been able to map it. But if you look right here, they included in a sale from Big Cedar to Blue Green this parcel here that was actually zoned C2, so that changed the legal description. They have platted that out, so it is not going to be part of the 23 parcels. It'll have a new parcel number and it'll stay C2. Their intent was they wanted to keep this parcel C2. And all the rest of these would be rezoned to R3. And I hope I didn't mess that up too much for you, Mr. Stalzer. But
no, I'm good. I'm just as confused as you are.
I am. It made it tough.
So my name is Mike Stalzer. I'm the engineer for Blue Green Big Cedar. Recently they purchased, the balance, I'd say, of the undeveloped property. There's a number of lots. They've also purchased some with structures, some without. And they've already begun to improve the property. They're going to pave all the streets. They're improving the welcome center. They've made some improvements to the pool. The property is served by Confluence. It's a private utility, and they have both the water system and the regional sewer system. Big Cedar does own a well on just off of 86 up by that commercial parcel. They are interconnected. They don't stay connected. They're connected for redundancy in case there's a failure with the well that serves Branson Cedar. In time, this property, the Branson Cedar development, will connect into the sewer improvements that Big Cedar's doing along 86. So this will eventually go to, I guess it's the Hollister plant. I believe they're going to be putting in that forest main and some of those improvements with the widening of 86 that's currently going on. So at some point they'll take that treatment plant offline and it'll pump to Hollister, which will obviously add a significant amount of sewer capacity. They do have capacity now remaining for some development. And that's pretty much it. It's R3, it suits their business model better. They're in the fractional ownership business, so NR1 isn't really applicable. So they prefer to go with the R3 zoning, and that's the reason for the change, or the request for the change. Any questions? I'd ask Howard, but he can't talk. It's the only time he's not yelled at me.
Do you guys have an order of how you want to, anyone that's signed up to speak? Who signed up to speak, I guess? How many do we have that are signed up? So we got 3. No specific order?
No, y'all go ahead.
You game?
I'm okay. My name is Eric Franklin, and I represent the Oakmont Residential Community Board of Directors, all of the directors. I'd just like to read this statement into the record for you all.
Okay.
So, just in regards to this rezoning request for the big blue-green Big Cedar Vacations, the Oakmont Community Improvement Association Board of Directors wants to renew and reiterate concerns regarding the continued intensification of use in and around the neighborhoods we represent. This current rezoning request for the, what we call the old golf course property is one more extension of commercial enterprises that are continuing to impose burdens on the Oakmont single-family residential neighborhoods with overburdened water and community resources, noise, pollution, and traffic. To the extent that the Oakmont community borders the land under review, the board requests that this ongoing regional development in a pristine, native, and fragile environment be met with the proper local, state, and federal oversight and scrutiny for the protection of the existing community and those who will join us in the future. If this rezoning request is approved and if history is any guide, the units that are currently being proposed will only be the first phase and other units will be forthcoming. We request that your community leadership and ongoing application of the regulations for the benefit of the entire region and not just for the current development request in this truly unique area of Taney County. It's signed by Gary Hopp, the president of the Oakmont Board. So I think that just things we've already heard from other people here in other situations, other rezoning requests, is overburdening our resources is where we come out on it. And I'd like for you all to consider that.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Don DeVoe, live in Ridgedale. You know, it's blue-green, so it's going to be timeshares. Why do we need more timeshares? You know, does Branson want to be known as the timeshare capital of the world? Because that's what they're going to do. I did a quick check this morning. Consumer Affairs, they rate blue-green properties, and 89% give it a 1 star out of 4. So, Better Business Bureau, they're not accredited by the Business Bureau, 2 stars by there. And it's, 53 acres there, I believe. And it's just more congested. We're already building a 4-lane highway that doesn't go anywhere except Johnny Morris's property. I don't know why. At some point in time, we have to tell Big Cedar, enough's enough. You know, why do you keep building and building and building? You've paved half the country now, so. I guess that's all I had to say. It's just we don't need more timeshares.
All right. Thank you. Bringing up the rear.
My name is Mike Brower, and my interest in this is that I own four properties in this resort. And I'm not so much for or against. That's not my purpose here. I'm relatively new to the area as far as a resident, but we've owned these properties for probably 12 years, and we've nightly rentaled them. What we don't know is, I'm not familiar with, when the paperwork I got, I thought it said R2 and not R3. I could be wrong. What does R3 mean? I know it's residential, but what's the 3 stand for? I know what the 2 stands for because it was duplexes in the last thing. 1, I'm assuming, is a single-family home.
Correct.
What is 3?
Definition of R3 is R3 multifamily residential districts intended to provide for high-density residential development of residential buildings housing 2 or more families.
So it could be zoned similar to what the Wilderness Club is. It could
be
high-rise, right?
That's what the Wilderness Club zoning is.
Huh?
That's what the Wilderness Club zoning is, R3. It's our highest residential zoning district.
I really don't have a good feel for how that's going to impact my business. I don't know that would be negative. The nightly rental business is different from from timeshare, of course. They